lead you in a little lectio with that, and then I'll do the same with the reading from the church's morning prayer. Then we can pray the intercessions, the Our Father. I'll give you a blessing, so we'll just have that sort of abbreviated form. I do this regularly on retreats anymore, and I do it as both to inspire prayer, that's the most important thing, but also as a model for a way that I'd encourage you to pray on your own, a way of taking up the scripture and in a very simple way doing a little lectio divina, a little prayerful reading with that scripture, allowing it to sort of resonate in our hearts and move around within us and direct us to the Lord. So when we do lectio, we first of all really slow down our reading a lot. We slow down our reading a lot. And even repeat phrases perhaps many times. It helps in a lot of different ways. And then we start to expand on that, and we're asking the question, how is this speaking to me? We always want to personalize that. How is it speaking to me? Because God's Word is always speaking to me. Our reading of God's Word is always a personal encounter with Him. He's always speaking to me. So we don't have to worry about what somebody else hears when they read this. When I'm in prayer, I'm focused on what He's saying to me. And then I speak to Him from my own heart, and I respond to that word that He is speaking to me. And in that process of listening to Him and speaking to Him, I come to a greater awareness of His presence. And then just take time in silence to rest in that, to be in that presence. So it's a very simple way of praying, but very beautiful. Reading, listening, speaking, silence, just resting. Very beautiful way to come to be with Him. So I'd encourage you in your own time. We can certainly do this with the will of God. You may find the writings of the saints. I've made some copies of a few of St. Faustina's words. I'm going to give you a few more of those words this afternoon for you to reflect on. You can find that in those words too, you can do a little lectio divina, especially such beautiful, inspired words. In some ways, we're hearing her lectio divina. It's not totally clear when she says, talks about Jesus speaking to her. Sometimes she's specific that she heard in her heart, things like that. How much she was having when she sees things, you know, how much of that is her imagination in the sense of the eye of her mind, her mind's eye, not necessarily a physical vision. Anyway, these things start to get a little bit blurry. And it's hard to tell always from a writing. But the point is, these are the words that she heard Jesus speaking in her heart to her, and Jesus hasn't changed since He talked to her. So we can receive those words for ourselves too. There's universal words there, a lot of those. Some things are very specific to her, and that's kind of obvious. But when the Lord tells us not to be afraid, or even she gives us the image like, I snuggle to the heart of God like a baby to its mother. Beautiful. It's a beautiful, tender image. We might just stay on that phrase. I snuggle to the heart of God like a baby to its mother. And then try to feel that. What does that little baby feel like snuggled against the heart of its mother? And how do we feel then? Our shoulder, our cheek, our bodies nestled up against the heart of God. So those are the kinds of things that we can allow ourselves to do in prayer. To not just think about things, but also feel them, allow our senses to be engaged, and then that goes deeper and connects also to our hearts and our souls. So, my little introduction to Lectio Divina. We'll take the last psalm from morning prayer, which is Psalm 117. It's the shortest psalm in the Bible. You could memorize it. It's only four lines. But we'll just pray with that a little bit. It's also very sweet, very rich. But let's first begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And let's just take a moment or two in silence, just to remember that we're in God's presence, and we're opening our hearts now with a readiness for Him to speak to us. In Psalm 117, O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim Him, all you peoples. Strong is His love for us. He is faithful forever. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim Him, all you peoples. Strong is His love for us. He is faithful forever. O praise the Lord, all you nations. We praise in agreement with what God is doing. It's easiest to agree with those things that we like. Praise you, Lord, for giving us this weekend. Praise you, Lord, for giving us this retreat house. Praise you, Lord, for giving us all the graces already that we have received. Perhaps a good sleep, perhaps a nice cup of coffee, perhaps the air conditioning. Perhaps our bodies hurt a little less this morning. Perhaps we're finding some stillness in our hearts. Praise you, Lord, for all those good things, for all the good things that are in my life in this very moment. Praise you, Lord, for all the blessings, perhaps with a spouse, children, family, perhaps a job, an income, food on the table. Perhaps the fact that we can move at all, get out of bed. Praise you, Lord, for all the good things you have given us. Praise you. We want to praise you, Lord, also for all the difficult things, the things we don't like as much, because we believe that you are faithful forever and your love is strong. We believe that even the difficult things, the painful things, the struggles are still somehow mysteriously a part of your loving will for us. And they're helping us to become holy. And they're helping to overcome divisions. And they're helping to foster unity. And maybe I have some questions about that. How are you doing that, Lord? I want to praise you for those things, but they're so difficult for me. Perhaps with my spouse, perhaps with my family, perhaps with my children. There are some things that are so difficult for me, maybe in my own health, maybe in my finances, maybe in the uncertainty of my future. There are things that are so difficult for me, Lord. Help me to understand them. What are you doing? It's hard to trust you. But I want to trust you. I hear you saying, trust me. You can trust me. Strong is His love for us. He is faithful forever. Strong is His love for us. He is faithful forever. hearing you say, Lord, that I hear you saying, I'm faithful. I'm faithful. Trust in me. Come and rest in me. Come close to my heart. Come and rest in my arms. I am bigger than all your problems. I am bigger than all your suffering. I am bigger than all your struggles. Rest in me. You're safe with me. Restore your strength in me. Thank you, Lord. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Praise the Lord, all you nations. We praise you, Lord, for the good things that we like, for the hard things that we don't like. We praise you, Lord, because you work all things to the good. In the end, there is only love. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. Let us pray together. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Just briefly, we'll go through a little prayer with the reading from Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. St. Paul says, in everything you do, act without grumbling or arguing. Prove yourselves innocent and straightforward children of God, beyond reproach in the midst of a twisted and depraved generation, among whom you shine like the stars in the sky. In everything you do, act without grumbling or arguing. Oh, Jesus, I hear you speaking to me in that. Grumbling and arguing. Those things just come out of my pride. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for grumbling against my brother monks. Forgive me for grumbling against politicians. Forgive me for grumbling against the news media. Forgive me for grumbling against those who seem to have no interest in you and seem to want no part in your church, in your mercy, in your salvation. Forgive me for grumbling, Lord, or arguing with my brothers and sisters, arguing to prove that I'm right, to prove that you're right, but really it's about proving that I'm right. Forgive me for my arguing, Lord, that comes out of my hardness of heart. It puffs me up with pride. Forgive me. Help me to be simple, straightforward, innocent, like a child. Transparent. The same inside as outside. Not playing games, putting on airs, wearing masks. Help me to be straightforward and innocent, like a little child. And rather than complaining about this generation, about the depravity and the wickedness all around me, Lord, help me simply to shine. Help me to do the good that I can do, rather than focusing on all the good that everyone else is not doing, in my opinion, in my limited vision. Help me to focus on doing the good that I can do, to shine, and to trust that you will use that light in the best way, to touch hearts, to transform the world, or simply to delight yourself and the saints and angels. Doesn't matter. Help me to simply shine by receiving your love, by letting it fill me, by letting it radiate forth from me. Help me to shine, Lord. In everything you do, act without grumbling or arguing. Prove yourselves innocent and straightforward, children of God, beyond reproach in the midst of a twisted and depraved generation, among whom you shine like the stars in the sky. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. If you want to just stand, we can offer our petitions together. Response is, Lord, hear our prayer. With confidence, let us pray to the Father who willed that the Virgin Mary should surpass all creatures in heaven and earth, we pray. Lord, hear our prayer. We are grateful to you, Father of mercy, for you gave us Mary to be our mother and our model. Through her intercession, cleanse our hearts. Lord, hear our prayer. You inspired Mary to be attentive to your word and faithful in your service. Through her intercession, give us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, hear our prayer. You strengthened Mary at the foot of the cross and filled her with joy at the resurrection of your Son. Through her intercession, relieve our distress and strengthen our hope. Lord, hear our prayer. And gathering all these prayers together, as well as the ones that we hold in our hearts, let us pray together in the words our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, fountain and source of our salvation, may we proclaim your glory every day of our lives, that we may sing your praise forever in heaven. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.